Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Thanks for joining me. I value your company. Today we are talking about self-esteem. And if you would like to talk to someone about your own issues with self-esteem, how about calling us on 1300 76 99 64? Also, if you would like to receive a monthly Women of Hope letter, call us with your details. The number again, 1300 76 99 64. Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey entirely relies on donations. I'm talking with Professor Gundalina Velasco about the importance of healthy self-esteem. Gundalina, earlier you talked of restoring hope to children's lives. Where does this hope come from?
You know, when somebody is experiencing bad things in the environment, and that somebody can say, no matter what I experience, no matter what people tell me, I have a friend who believes in me and who thinks that I am great, that somehow that gives them a sense of self-worth. It is a struggle to maintain that self-worth amidst the negative bombardment from the environment. But still, there is the source of self-worth that somebody can hold on to. Now, imagine when the child realizes that there is a very powerful being, an almighty, who values them, who loves them and values them. That gives them a tremendous sense of being worthy, being loved, and hence their sense of self-worth is raised.
Professor Gundalina Velasco, thank you so much. And Gundalina, I wish you all the best with the project in the future. It sounds just so exciting.
Thank you very much, Penny.
Self-esteem is a fragile beast. It needs to be based on reality. For example, in recent history, we have focused on developing children's self-esteem by encouragement. But encouragement can often be mistaken for undeserved praise. There is no point commending a child for playing well or doing a good drawing when they know full well their performance was not up to standard. Quoting again from the National Association for Self-Esteem's website, a sense of competence is strengthened through realistic and accurate self-appraisal, meaningful accomplishments, overcoming adversities, bouncing back from failures, and adopting such practices such as assuming self-responsibility and maintaining integrity, which engender one's sense of competence and self-worth. In other words, we all need challenge. We all need to be stretched. We all need to fail, adults and children alike, because out of those learning experiences, we will develop our character and ultimately our sense of self-worth. Many projects in schools in the development field in training programs are designed to increase self-esteem. For example, microcredit projects which aim to provide poor men and women with a livelihood have a dual purpose, to lift them out of poverty and to lift their self-esteem. Glenda Creswick works with a leprosy mission and has recently returned from Nigeria, where she witnessed this firsthand.
I asked one woman, what has it done to you to have an income and to have this opportunity for a loan? And she said, I have respect in the community. I have friends now who will drop by and talk to me. I can hold my head up. And I know that when I complete paying this loan, I can extend it and go further. And I might get a goat, or I might find some other way of increasing my income.
So microcredit for these women who have leprosy is giving them a new chance at life.
Oh, definitely. Yes. They have hope. They have a reason for living. They have the opportunity to see their children educated, to give them what they have never had the opportunity for themselves. Many of them are illiterate. And when they sign their contract, the leader of the committee will come and scribble biro on their finger, if they have a finger, or on the palm of their hand if they don't have fingers, and they will sign a contract with an ink blot. And they'll agree to it, and they'll stick to it, and they know that they are now transformed from a street beggar to a businesswoman.
Glenda, what gives you self-esteem?
I suppose for me it's the privilege of being involved in that, to be a part of such an exciting program, to see lives changed. It encourages me. I come home very fired up. I have the desire to get out and tell as many people as possible just what their donations are doing to change lives. And I suppose that just lifts me up.
If we come back to the initial definition of self-esteem, the experience of being capable of meeting life's challenges and being worthy of happiness, we can see how Glenda's response fulfills that criteria. By becoming businesswomen, these Nigerian women, previously outcast, are meeting life's challenges and are discovering happiness by having something of worth to offer their community. Likewise, Glenda herself is driven by a desire to promote this cause, to serve the poor of the world, and to excite others about these needs. Clearly, our self-worth is tied up in purpose, in striving for that purpose, whatever we decide it might be, battling the difficulties that will always come up, and taking pride in the achievements along the way. It is a realistic belief in ourselves based on what we have achieved in the past and will continue to achieve in the future. It is little wonder our past can detrimentally impact on that. If our past has caused pain, we'll need to gradually address those issues as we seek to rebuild our sense of self. The Pavement Project tackles that through telling and listening to stories. You might need professional help to tackle your past, but there are also things you can do yourself to build your self-esteem. Most of these ideas are related to personal talk and attitude. If you want some ideas, go to the Women of Hope website for a list. That's womenofhope.com.au. womenofhope.com.au.
Hi, this is Roma Waterman, and you're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
We are thinking about self-esteem, and all of us at one time or another have experienced low self-esteem. Like our physical health, it needs nurturing. Ros Atkinson.
As a grandmother, a young grandmother of course, reflecting on self-image and self-esteem, I realise that through my life there's been a definite journey of self-esteem. I was the youngest child in my family, and as such I grew up feeling that my opinion was unimportant. I had two older brothers, and the words I often remember calling out were, "Wait for me," as I scrambled off after them, trying desperately to keep up. Even at the time of marrying and leaving home, I still had difficulty coming to terms with my value of myself. On looking back, being married and establishing my own home was where my self-esteem began to grow. I really value the way my husband accepted me for who I was and made me feel good about myself. When our first child was born, we looked at this little life we'd produced and said to each other, "What have we done to deserve this?" Little did we know how often in the future, as our children grew up, we might feel like saying the same words, but meaning something quite different. As a mother of three young children, I began to work in a direct selling job, as it was adaptable to my family life. I see this as the time when I really began to develop a sense of my own identity and my own ability. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We all have our own stories of our emerging self-image, our value of ourselves, don't we? But the most significant growth of self-image in my life was as I came to realize that God made me just as I am. I'm sometimes amazed at how long it took me to realize this. He gave me the abilities and skills I possess. Oh yes, I may have honed those skills and learnt to use them to the best of my ability, but it was God who gave them to me. As I came to understand this, I also began to understand that He also made the areas in my life in which I lack ability or skill too. As my understanding of God grew, I learnt that He not only made me as I am, but He loves me as I am. How amazing is that? He loves me as I am. And even in the times when I'm selfish and I want my own way, He still loves me no less. Sure, He wants me to deal with those things and to put my relationship right with those I've hurt by my selfishness, but He still loves me as I am. How can I know that? Well, all I have to do is read His word and find out that He loved me so much that He came to this earth in the form of His Son Jesus and gave His life for me. In John chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." God, the Creator, calls me His friend and gave His life for me. How can I possibly doubt my value?
What's so good about high self-esteem? Well, you are much more resilient. You have energy. You tend to achieve your goals. You are easy to be around. You take risks. You feel good about yourself. If you want to know more, the Women of Hope website has a few suggestions. That's womenofhope.com.au. And if you'd like to talk to someone about how you're feeling at the moment, why don't you give us a call on our 1300 number? That's 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. I'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. Please join me then for Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.